guys, it's Tracy. I am starting a podcast today. So today is the very first podcast of the Fish Life, Fish Life podcast. So I'm accustomed to doing what I call driving and living videos. Driving and living videos are where I don't pay attention to the camera, but I plug it into my air vent, and then I go from there. And I kind of interact with people that are watching the live video on Facebook. Sometimes nobody watches, which is totally fine because that's prepared me for podcasting. but sometimes I have a whole bunch of responses to the point where it's really hard to get back to everybody while I'm driving. I try really hard to not look at the camera, specifically if I know that I'm going to have a topic where people want to talk. So let's just go ahead and start this bad boy off. Today is May 1st, so welcome to May. The whole point of this podcast was because I do love doing my driving and living videos. If you're interested in seeing those, feel free to go search the hashtag driving and living, DRIVINANDLIVIN on Facebook. It really will pull up everything that I've ever hashtagged that with. I started that hashtag in 2018. I had been part of a live video challenge on Facebook with one of the many female empowerment groups that I had been part of, specifically because I am part of a multi-level marketing company and I was really looking to grow my network. I was looking to grow my experience and really just wanted to connect with women that were like-minded. It's not to say that men aren't in these companies, but it's very difficult. They're not difficult to find, but they're few and far between. So anyway, I created the hashtag Driving and Livin' in, I want to say, the summer of 2018, when I was part of one of these great groups. And it was just my way of bringing forward what I was doing on a daily basis, which is kind of what this podcast is going to be about. I'm going to check in on a weekly time frame with everyone, typically on Wednesdays. There are going to be a few where there's a holiday on a Wednesday or I want to push it out for a specific reason, just so things make sense and things flow a little bit more. I do have a calendar planned out. If you're interested in getting that calendar, I'd be happy to share that with you, just showing you what we're going to talk about, what's on the table for that. If you're interested in being a guest for any of those, I'd love to have you as a guest. If we've never met and you want to talk about something with me, let's do it. I am using a great web, I'm using a, a great podcast app. I cannot think of what it is right now. I do know it starts with an A. But I'm really interested in kind of getting a topic that people want to discuss, that people want to talk about. We're not going to just touch on, hey, I like this brand, I want to do this. We're going to actually talk about things that hit home for many of us. There's going to be an entire month in September to discuss ovarian cancer awareness. I am a second time fighter. I'm currently going through a fight right now with ovarian cancer. It's metastasized into my lungs. But September is ovarian cancer awareness month. We're going to talk about National Adoption Day. And that is the Saturday right before Thanksgiving in November. So we're going to have some topics that aren't just basic mom blog style topics. And there's nothing wrong with mom blogs. I read my fair share of them. I get a lot of the emails from some of my favorite places. But this isn't going to be your typical topics. So now that that's out of the way, a little bit about me. I am a mom of five. My husband and I have been together for 9 years. We'll be married 7 this year. We do bring a few kids to the table each, and then we have a few of our own. So we're kind of a modern Brady Bunch, if you will. I am a trained pastry chef. I do not work in food service any longer. 20-something years is kind of my limit. However, I firmly believe that everyone should work in food service, for at least one summer to get the hang of customer service and figure out that you're not an ass to your food service staff member when they come to your table. So I have that background. I have a huge customer service background. I worked for one of the nation's largest magazine publications among their local offices that deals with vehicle sales. But once the online community and online sales kind of started growing, that sort of phased out. My oldest is 15. Our youngest is 3. We have quite a little chasm there. But I'm really one of those people that we sit down, we talk, we maybe have a drink together, go out and get some chips and salsa. I'm that kind of person, and I want to be relatable to you. I want to be current. I want to be fun. I want to have fun with this podcast. So let's go ahead and dive into today's topic. Today, like I said, is May 1st, and in the beginning of April, I decided that I was going to make May what I'm calling Say Yes to May. Now, I've already started faltering with this morning. I said a lot of no during get ready for school time with the 3-year-old and the 6-year-old. And it was just very difficult to, to take yourself out of saying that. So why did this start? I think it's fair that I warn everyone that I am definitely not afraid to curse. I have been known to put some grown men to shame and make their faces turn red. So there may be times where an F-bomb is warranted. In this case, I'm talking about the book Unfuck Yourself. Unfuck Yourself is a fantastic book that talks about why we fail. Everyone has read this. Well, there's a lot of people in the multi-level marketing groups that believe in the book The Secret. I personally have never been a big subscriber to that because I feel like The Secret tells you that everything in your life that's negative is your fault because you misstepped, that you made a bad error somewhere, that you decided to do something dumb, and that's your fault. And I just don't buy into that. I feel like that's a really crappy way of telling people you should have thought about it. I just don't buy into that. I just don't care for that. So when Unfuck Yourself came to my attention, and honestly, I don't read books. I listen to them more often than not, just because my schedule is a little crazy, and it's easier for me to listen to something while I'm in the car, while I'm showering, while I'm doing the laundry, something that's easier, which is another reason I chose to do a podcast, because you can go about your day, and you can still listen to me, and you can still get my point. So while I was listening to Unfuck Yourself, I was working on a project that I started right around the time I had our youngest son, who I mentioned is 3. It is the project of taking off 50 years of paint off of our front door. Our home was built in the early to mid 50s, and the people that have lived there through the course of the years have obviously owned pets, they've smoked, they've done their own DIY projects, most notably anything that required paint. They've done some damage to a lot of some gorgeous original woodworking in the house, and I have been trying to unscrew that. So I listened to this book while I was working on the front door in April. And one of the things that really stood out to me is that it's not necessarily about mindset, which is what The Secret really promotes. So Unfuck Yourself is really about your words and the power that your words hold, not just over other people, but over you. So one of the things that I've always considered myself, good or bad, is that I'm a verbal assassin. Being a verbal assassin to me means that your words hold weight, and it means that you can be extremely complimentary with them or extremely cutting. And I really don't like being cutting. I really enjoy being complimentary with my words. So one aspect of the Unfuck Yourself is to think about your words and what impact they hold to you. So there's an entire section on why your relationships fail, why this fails, why your diet's failing, why this is failing. And it's really eye-opening to hear someone say this to you. And there's actually even portions of the book where the author asks you to stop, take a second, and repeat certain things. And it sounds stupid, but when you say things like, I am powerful, instead of I will be powerful, or I'll be powerful tomorrow, telling yourself that you will be powerful, that you will be successful, that you will have things, is so much different than just expecting them to show up because you want them. putting a plan in motion with your words is a huge way of conquering things that you want to get done. So one thing that I've decided is that May is going to be say yes to May. Excuse me. Say yes to May just means that I'm going to open myself up to being more adventurous with my choices. I can say no to things that could potentially harm me. I can say no to things that are definitely not in my best interest, no matter how you look at them. But I cannot say no to things that could be all right. I cannot say no to things that really I've never tried, that really are pretty good for me, and that I just don't want to do. I can't say no to those things. So when you think about when you say, I can't, that really translates to, I don't want to. And I found that a lot of the things in my life, I just don't want to do. I'm tired a lot because of, chemo and medications and whatever else is going on medically. Again, we have 5 kids. My husband works full time. I kind of run the kids around everywhere. I am not by any stretch a stay-at-home mom, but I definitely get worn out with all the driving around and all the chauffeuring. But it's parenting, right? Right? So saying yes to things in my life is a really big problem for me. Saying yes means that there are going to be nights where the kids ask for the extra book and I'm going to have to say yes. There are going to be nights where they want 5 more minutes and I'll say yes. Can we have a cookie before dinner? Yes. Can we light fireworks off the roof? I'm going to have to say no on that one. But you get my point. Saying yes might actually open you up to new experiences. You might make new memories. You might enjoy new people in your life, and you might make lifelong friends. One of the biggest say yeses in my life was when I got divorced from my first husband. I was turning 30 the same week, 3 days prior to getting divorced. And that was a really weird week because, you know, we called it the emancipation celebration. I was emancipating myself from my 20s as well as from this marriage. And that's fine. You know, that's not a big deal. Whatever you have to tell yourself, you do. Which tends to be a lot of the reason we don't say yes. But I went ahead and... excuse me. I went ahead and said yes to going out for dinner and drinks with some of my closest friends at the time. We went to bars that I wouldn't normally go to. We went to a place that didn't make sense for me to be. We waited longer than I would have waited, but we ended up running into one of my friend's cousins. And that friend's cousin and I are now best friends. We have gone through so much in the last 2 years alone that I can't even imagine a life without this woman. But I wouldn't have met her had I not said yes to this place. There are particular things in my life that have led me down paths that I cannot say anything negative about, even though I wasn't on board at first. So why say yes? Don't you want to have a little bit more control over where your happiness lies? The whole month of May, I'm doing this, and I challenge you, even if it's for an hour out of your day, to say yes. Just say yes to simple things. Would you like another water at lunch? Yes, I would. Would you like to go outside with me for a few minutes and take a walk around the office parking lot? Yes, I would. Simple things. And you know what? Small things like that make you so happy. I really encourage you through this month to find some time in your schedule to just say yes to something. Just say yes during your day to something that you wouldn't normally say yes to. And I bet you're going to find that that habit, it actually becomes a habit, that that pattern and that routine of just saying yes to things becomes this habit. And this habit will then become effortless. I'm not telling you to go out and say yes to things that are really bad. I really am not. I'm saying yes to things that I know I should be saying yes to. I'm going to go out and say yes to things that I know in the long run are going to be better for me. They are going to improve my life. Even if it's just because my kids will remember that I snuggled with them, or I sang an extra verse of Twinkle Twinkle, or we read that book for the fifth time that night. You know, sitting down and eating dinner together and saying, yes, I will turn my phone off. Yes, I will pay attention to you. Yes, I will keep the television off during dinner. You know, yes, I will try that new food. You know I don't really care for kale, but yes, I will try that salad tonight. Small things, guys. Small things lead to big things. And when small things create the big things, that's really where it's at. So we're almost about 15 minutes into the podcast, a little bit over. I'm really not sure where the time frame is going to be for each one of these. I just wanted to get this one out of the way. I wanted to say yes to doing this podcast. It is so important to me to create an environment where people can talk. Doesn't matter who you are. I want people to feel like this is an open forum. I don't care if our views line up 100%, if they don't even match anywhere down the line, if we don't speak the same language, I don't care. What I care about is creating an open area to feel safe where you can talk. So 16 minutes for a first podcast, not so bad. They're probably going to be longer the more the topics grow. Next week is just going to be more about why I'm saying yes to May and checking in and telling you how this past week goes, or this week goes for next week. And then once we get into June, we've got some self-care, how to do it, why we do it, why it's important, some tips and tools of the trade when it comes to self-care, and why we should be teaching our daughters that. So if you'll stay tuned through May, I promise you June is going to be absolutely worth your while. And then we're going to get into some other things like the music of my youth, 90s hip hop and more, and the music that shaped me. And I've definitely got a special guest lined up for at least one of those weeks. That might be a two-part series, because I have a feeling that she and I could go on for hours together. But I really thank you very much for listening today. It's brief, under 20 minutes, not really where I wanted to be. I was hoping to stretch this to about a half an hour for the first time, but that'll happen. So one thing I always say during my drive-in enlivens, and this is the way I really like to sign off on those videos, is that you need to put a smile on your face today and make sure that you put a smile on somebody else's, because you really never know how much that smile is going to mean to them. Make sure you're saying yes to more things today and more things tomorrow. And just each time that you say yes to something, understand the impact that that has to other people around you as well. So have a great, great Wednesday, May 1st. Thank you so much for listening. I really, really appreciate you. And I will talk to you all next week. Bye.